But we're going to hear from someone that has got a few more answers that can explain a bit more about what Easter is all about and why it is so important. So why don't we also welcome Eric up.
Good, but I noticed the applause didn't last very long, so that's fine. It's thank you. I'm just so modest and shy, really. So, yeah, I'm going to speak for an hour and a half or so, and explore. Thank you. It is April Fool's Day, and that's the nearest we'll get to an April Fool. So, the resurrection of Jesus certainly isn't an April Fool. As it's an all-age service, it'd be a slightly shorter talk from me, but if you want longer, I'm always happy to meet up afterwards and talk at length at you. So hopefully, here we are. I wonder, do you suffer with SWS? It's a very unpleasant condition. These are some people who are suffering with it and who may be wondering, I don't know if I do or not, so we'll just briefly go through the symptoms. The symptoms are apathy. So if you suffer with SWS, you feel an overwhelming sense of apathy. You find yourself feeling just like, oh, I don't know. Probably like some of you are feeling right now. A sort of sleepy response, often signalled by a yawn. And that's another sign of SWS, that you find yourself just sort of like breaking into yawns spontaneously. As I can see some of you are trying hard not to right now. And then you're easily distracted by noise or activity. So if you've got SWS, then you're suddenly distracted in the middle of what's happening. Now, everybody's yawning. I don't know if you do it as a joke or if that is the effect I'm having on you. What is SWS? It's so what syndrome. So what syndrome. It's a terrible condition and one that I meet a lot of people who are afflicted with it. And I see the symptoms of it as soon as I start talking to them. We did a 1,000-egg outreach on Maundy Thursday, gave out 1,000 eggs at the train stations in Canterbury and Faversham. And some people were really pleased we were there, and some people less so. But certainly some of them were suffering with SWS. They were like, so what? I'll take your egg and eat it because it's free, but so what about any of this? They were suffering with it. And maybe this morning you're suffering with it. Why do we feel it? Well, we feel it because we are convinced that what the person is talking to us about has no value or meaning for us. Now, I'm sure you can all think of people right now who, when they talk to you, you're immediately thinking that what they're saying has no value or meaning to you, and you really just want to get away. You know the sort of people, if you see them in the shops, you dive down a different aisle, even though you've never bought anything down that aisle before, but you just don't want to be talked to about something that has no meaning or value to you. When I was at school, there was a lad in our sort of group. We were called the nerd herd, but even by our standards, he was pretty extreme when it came to being a nerd. And he had a real thing about gate valves. If you didn't know what that is a gate valve. I don't actually know the size. He knew all the sizes from memory. But that is a gate valve, and he used to go on about them. And I used to watch SWS break out on school trips when he'd get very excited at seeing a gate valve and everyone else would start yawning, falling asleep, jumping out of the coach or whatever, just to try and get away because they were convinced that it had no value or meaning for them. And possibly they were right. I mean, I've got to the age I'm at, I've never needed to know how a gate valve operates. It's just not been one of those things that was helpful. And that can be our response to Easter. We're here this morning celebrating Easter, but you might be thinking, well, it all happened 2,000 years ago. That can't mean anything now. That was ages ago. It's not like it's relevant to the 21st century. It's not relevant to my life. It all happened a very long time ago. Sometimes people say, well, I don't feel any need to be religious. I'm okay as I am. It's so what syndrome. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything to me because I don't have to bother with it. I don't need it. It's not important. This morning we're very briefly going to look at three reasons why SWS is a very wrong response to Easter. It might be a response that you have to other things, and totally get that. But SWS is a very wrong response to Easter, and we're missing out badly if we allow that to be our response this morning. So the first reason is that the events of Easter are based on very real historical evidence, not blind faith. Before I became a Christian, I used to think that the Easter story was a nice story. I always appreciated the Easter eggs, and my parents used to always do a boiled egg with a little face on. Anyone else ever do that? Or was it just my parents? Yeah, I think probably it's over there, a few of you. Yep, all probably slightly older people, it seems. Oh, well, one of those traditions that's probably died out a little. But we'd always have boiled eggs. The only time in the year my dad ever cooked anything. I don't think he even quite knew where the kitchen was most of the time. But for some reason, he would always cook the eggs on Easter Sunday morning. It's the only time we ever saw him in the kitchen. He had to work out how to put the gas on and stuff like that. And then he would always boil these eggs, do a little face on them, and that was our sort of Easter tradition. And I thought it was very nice. I liked all that. But as far as I was concerned, Easter was about as real as Father Christmas and all the other things. It was just one of those things that people liked to believe. I didn't think it was actually true. And then as I began to explore, I found that actually there's historical evidence for Easter outside of the Bible. Sometimes people say, oh, well, you can't believe it's only in the Bible. Actually, it's not. The Romans talked about the events of Easter, and so did the Jews. And again, I can give you all the quotes from Josephus, Tacitus, Suetonius and Pliny. If you haven't already read them, I'm very happy to go through all that sort of stuff with you. But there is historical evidence outside of the Bible for Easter. Secondly, the biblical accounts themselves are historically accurate. So often we could think, well, the Bible writers were a bit biased because obviously they believed in Jesus, so we can't really rely on the Bible. It's probably been exaggerated and changed over the years. But actually that's not true. The archaeological evidence and the manuscript evidence clearly shows that the Bible hasn't been altered over the years. And again, if you want to grab me afterwards, I'm happy to go through some of that with you and talk about how we know the original manuscripts are reliable and that they haven't been altered, they haven't been exaggerated, and the events that they describe of that first Easter are accurately describing what took place. And so that means Easter is a real event, not a myth or a legend. So therefore, we can't just dismiss it. We can't just say, oh, well, that's a nice idea, but I won't bother with it. Or that's nice for you, but that's not nice for me, or I'm not really interested. If it is true that Jesus did die on the cross for the sins of the world and come back from the dead, then that has implications for all of us. And we can't simply dismiss it as a curiosity or something that religious people like to do. It's actually something that is real and true and grounded in history. So the first reason you must fight against those symptoms of SWS this Easter is because it's historically true. The second is that the Easter message, because it's true, it means that no matter what we've done, we can experience forgiveness and a new start in life. And I find at a personal level, this, for me, when I became a Christian, was incredibly powerful. That no matter what we've done, no matter what sort of life we've lived, no matter what sort of things we've got wrong, we can know God's forgiveness and a new start in life. And I'm sure when we take time to reflect on our lives, all of us are aware of things that we really regret. I can think of things in my life that I really regret, people I've hurt, things that I've got wrong. But to know that we can be forgiven, to know that we can have a new start in life, no matter where we've come from or what we've done, is an incredible promise that is given to us through Easter. One of the greatest mental health issues in our culture is people living with unresolved guilt. It's a massive issue that feeds into so many other elements of mental health. And at the root of it, for many people, is this unresolved guilt, things that they are ashamed of, things that they've done wrong, that they long to be forgiven for, but just can't find that peace. The Easter message tells us that whoever we are, whatever we've done, we can find forgiveness. We can find a new start. It doesn't matter how many times we've got it wrong, we can find that new start that Jesus offers us. The Romans 3, that's part of the Bible, verses 23, 24 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." What that's saying is that we've all got it wrong, but all of us can find forgiveness through Jesus. And I'd really encourage you this Easter, if you're going through life weighed down by things that you know you've done wrong, weighed down by things that you're ashamed of, allow God to put it right this Easter and find that healing and that forgiveness that is offered. And then thirdly, it means we can answer the question of what happens after death. So Easter is important because we know it's historically true. It's important because it means we can be forgiven. And it's important because it gives the answer to the question, what happens to us after death? We are all going to die. And looking at the way some people have been chomping through Easter eggs, some of them are a little less healthy than others. Either that or they're going to have to work very hard to burn it off this week. I've limited myself deliberately to just half a dozen or so to try and, you know, keep the weight under control. But it is true, whether you pig out on Easter eggs or not, you are going to die. And it may be soon, it may be later, but it's a reality all of us face. And sometimes what people say to me is, it's not as if someone's come back from the dead to tell us. People say, oh, well, you can't possibly know what happens to you after die. Not as if someone's come back to tell us. Well, actually, they have. Jesus did come back from the dead. And he has told us. So we can't claim ignorance on that one. And he appeared to a lot of people. 1 Corinthians 15, that's another part of the New Testament part of the Bible. The Apostle Paul says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas." That's another name for Peter, the Apostle. "And then the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep." So Jesus appeared to a lot of people, over 500. And he has come back from the dead. And so we can know what happens after death. We can know that there is a life beyond this one. That it doesn't end at the grave, but there is an eternity available to us if we'll put our trust in Jesus, turn to him, find the forgiveness that he offers, and receive that promise of eternal life. And that's why Easter is such incredibly good news. Because it reminds us that death is not the end. That shadow that hangs over our whole life, knowing that one day we will die, actually isn't the end. Not some vain hope, not some fairy story, not some pretense we cling to, but as a definite, real fact. And for those of us who've lost loved ones, who've experienced the agony of bereavement, is that incredible reassurance that we will see them again. That death is not final, that we will one day be reunited with them because Jesus rose from the dead, and when we trust in him, we will experience eternal life. So this Easter, don't suffer with SWS. Don't go away from this morning thinking, oh, well, that was very interesting, or not, as the case may be, but it doesn't really apply to me. Actually, it does apply to you. It applies to all of us. Because all of us need to know forgiveness for the things that we've done wrong. And all of us need to know that assurance that death is not the end. That one day we will be in eternity with Jesus and with all those throughout history who have loved him as their Lord and Saviour. This is not something we can just dismiss as of no interest. Because it answers the fundamental questions of what it means to be human and what the purpose of our life is. So don't suffer with SWS this Easter. But if you're not yet a Christian, take a bit of time to think about these things. Feel free to grab me afterwards and say you don't believe a word of it. I'd love to have that conversation with you. And if you are a Christian, take a moment this Easter to really thank God for what Jesus has done. We can sometimes become so over-familiar with Easter that the sheer wonder and impact of it can be a bit lost on us. Let's ask God this Easter to enable us to really rejoice again in what it truly signifies. Let's make sure that we find the truth of it for ourselves in our experience so that we know it's true. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you were willing to come to the earth, to die on the cross as our Saviour, and that you rose again from the dead, that tomb was empty that first Easter Sunday. Lord, for those of us who are believers, help us to rejoice afresh in it, knowing that it's true, knowing that you are the Lord, knowing that you have brought us to know yourself and forgiven us for our sin and granted us eternal life. And Lord, I pray for everyone here today who has yet to put their trust in you, has yet to really believe. Help them with their questions. Help them with their doubts. Help them to experience that eternal life, we pray. Amen.